there's a lot of activity around this table.
Yeah, I
bet. Different people coming in. And
yeah, very good to tell some story.
Yeah. Especially at landing time, you know, we get ever so many folks come around the table.
That's what we like, you know, if you get a set of folks that will come in and sit around the table and you feel as if you've got family. Mm-hmm. And this Peter that we've got comes lambing. He's family now, isn't he? He'll come in with a kettle on him, a cup of tea.
As they say, it's always open and out.
Yeah.
And we get on well with his wife, don't we? So it's, they're like extended family. They say the same about us, you know. Mm-hmm. We feel as if we've known them for years and years, don't we?
Well, you normally find that in farming, though, don't you?
Yeah.
The door's always open.
Mm-hmm. Those connections, yeah.
There's always a meal on the top.
My mother, she, nobody'd ever go out the door if they only come to do any work before they had a cooked meal or something like that. There's always cake in the tin.
Sometimes we have a bantam cock, wasn't it? I was given this bantam to take it. And I should have known when they gave it to me in this box with a breeze block on the farm. So, yeah, bring the car. Here I take this home. You know, he deserves to be on the farm. And I christened him Arthur because somebody called Arthur gave it me. Got this box out of the car, lifted this breeze box out, and he came out, claws out. He flew out, didn't he, out of this box. We thought, well, perhaps it was just a bit cheesed off with being in this box. You couldn't go anywhere without a stick.
Really?
He was the most vicious cockerel we've ever had. He used to pen us in the sheds.
Never.
Yeah, he'd get between you and the door.
Yeah.
And he just stand there and put his wings out, didn't he? And then he sort of stopped hopping towards you. He knew what was going to happen. He was going to fly at you. Absolute perishing.
See what you had in here.
Yeah.
I'm afraid Arthur didn't ask
him. Sorry, saw you coming, yeah. Was he coming at you with claws then?
He'd just fly at you like that. He's got his feet up, he'd got his beak out ready, didn't he? And he used to terrify the kids. You know, the kids would go out, anybody seen Arthur? He lasted about 3 weeks, didn't he?
Yeah.
Chicken pie.
He had to have an accident. One time I was pregnant with Andrew, wasn't it? We had some bantam chicks. And because I was up, I had to go into hospital quite a lot when I was having Andrew. And you never used to collect the eggs. I came home after being in hospital to find the yard was overrun with these baby chicks. The hens, the mum hens had been going and laying off and sitting on these clutches, and there were just chicks everywhere.
Yeah.
So we were having to sort of gather them and put them into boxes and take them off and sell them, and we could absolutely have them with these blessed things. It must have been clutch after clutch, hasn't it?
They had to come out with about 14, weren't they?
Yeah.
The bantam will sit on about 14 eggs, weren't they?
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. And they were rearing them as well, weren't they?
You know. Well, they did, didn't they?
Yes.
You know, so you hadn't seen the hens for, you know, the bantams for quite a few days. And when you came back there, they all were all these blessed chickens.
You'd never find them in the old barns, though, because they get in little holes.
Mm. Well, then we still do hay making and lots of stuff, don't
we? Yeah.
You still do what, sorry?
Hay making.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, little square bales. Haylage, isn't it, round bales?
We used to have a lot of staff here when we did that, didn't we? We used to have
Well, I was saying years ago there was staff about.
Yeah.
Because now we've gone to round bales.
Mm. Remember we had Lockie Ken? And he used to take his shoes off on the tractors.
Oh, yeah.
And he baled his shoes, didn't he?
Yeah.
Never!
He used to take them off, he used to put them down by the pedal.
Good one, we used to have open tractors with no caps.
Because
he came to help us. This chap used to live in the roundhouse, wasn't
it? He lost the tractor. The tractor ran away with him. And then the next week,
he'd
lost his shoes. He said, I don't know what I've done with them. And they fell off.
Next week. Yeah. And then chopped in half of the night.
He was such a character, though, wasn't he? Yeah, we've had some odd chaps working for us, haven't we?
Yeah.
How has it changed? So when you first took over the farm, how has it changed now?
Labour-wise, it's got difficult.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Because down the other farm, they used to grow hops and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. And there was always plenty of labour about if you needed a hand.
Right.
Then we used to have cattle up here as well, mm-hmm, with the sheep. But labour-wise, it's got more difficult.
Well, there was about 10 of you worked here when you first came.
Yeah, you know, on all farms.
Yeah.
Because you farms with 1,000 acres.
Right.
Like with the hops, because that was more intensive, mm-hmm, like labour intensive. and used to grow a lot of fruit and stuff like that, didn't they?
Yeah.
So there was always plenty of labour about if you wanted an hand to do anything.
Yeah.
But now you're more on your own.
Mm. So you have to
machinery's moved on, technology, mm-hmm. all computerised, isn't it?
Yeah.
But that's another thing what's...
It's just quantity of sheep, isn't it? Because when we first came here, we had potatoes, didn't we? And then we had the cattle, and we only had about 100 and something on sheep.
Yeah, but we had the cattle.
We've gone now to 500 sheep.
I suppose, really, it's more the technology's moved on, isn't it? Mm. It's even with, like, paperwork now.
Mm.
It's making, keeping records with his ID tags and stuff like that, where you never bothered, you know.
No.
Mm. As long as they had a mark, just a spot on their on them, they could go to market, but now they got to be all identified.
Yeah.
You know, it's
Do you have the electric tags?
Yeah, electronic tags.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So. I've never seen them in use before.
We used to have a TW, you know, we used to sort of brand them with the blue paint, so you knew which was yours.
Mm.
So if anything had got out, you could just use a sort of the farmers and say, well, I've got a couple of your sheep, can you come and pop the first one? So,
Here's your old meat tags. That's your electronic tag, because they can read the electronic tag. And that's the same number you put in the next year, the other year, just in case they lose that one.
Oh, I see.
So you can put a replacement in?
Yeah. They're really expensive though, aren't they?
Yeah.
And then you have a scanner, which we haven't got the scan, but you just...
Right, I've only seen it in an abattoir, that they've gotten them to walk through and just scan them.
Yeah, they scan at the market and then they'll send them out the tickets to show that they've been actually through the market, so you can then stick that into the movement books, which we then have to keep up to date.
Mm.
All in the office.
Do you do it on the internet at all?
No, we don't.
Yeah.
Now, Mr. Williams is in his 80s, so he likes to keep paperwork.
Yeah.
So hence we have the office.
See, that's all what we get back from the market with the ID tags, where they've read through the scanners.
Oh, right. Okay.
So we know.
Yeah.
And you've got to record every individual sheep.
Right.
Now.
So it's moving towards like cattle now, isn't it?
With the passports and everything. You know, you have to keep all of this so that anybody can.
And like it's your movement licenses.
Oh, right. Yes.